Ted Cruz, Trump Indictment and Assault on Democracy. By Sean Moran on June 9, 2023. Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, said on The Verdict with Ted Cruz that the latest indictment against former President Donald Trump is an assault on democracy. Cruz weighed in on the latest indictment against Trump on his podcast, The Verdict with Ted Cruz, saying, "Merrick Garland is going to go down in disgrace as the most partisan and political attorney general in our nation's history. And Joe Biden, in the Biden White House, has decided to hell with democracy. By the way, today is an assault on democracy." He added, "This indictment is garbage. This is a political attack. It is a political attack from a thoroughly corrupted and weaponized Department of Justice. And it's a sad day for America." The Texas senator noted that an FBI informant file linked President Joe Biden to a bribery scheme worth $5 million. "If a president sold nuclear secrets to our enemies, I'd prosecute that former president for that. If a president was Benedict Arnold and conspired with our enemies against us, I'd prosecute a former president." Benedict Arnold wasn't a former president, but that's a great historical treason. If a president was receiving bribes from foreign nations, that's the kind of thing you prosecute a former president for. Now, what's astonishing is Joe Biden right now is currently facing allegations that he was personally party to a $5 million bribe from a foreign nation. That's a big damn deal. But as you noted, we actually know quite a bit about where the money went. We know that with respect to the Chinese, that there were millions of dollars that were paid to up to 12 different Biden family members. We know that with respect to the Ukrainians, that Burisma, the natural gas company, paid Joe Biden's son Hunter $1 million a year, year after year after year, $83,000 a month. So where's the money? That's one place the money is. We also know that, at least in the Chinese deals, that the deals were structured with 10% for the big guy. That would be Joe Biden, that would be the current president. That's where the money is. Cruz said that Attorney General Merrick Garland harbors personal animosity against Trump for preventing him from getting confirmed to the Supreme Court. "This is about hatred. Merrick Garland hates Donald Trump. He blames him, because Garland wants to be on the Supreme Court, he feels like he was robbed," Cruz said. "And I gotta say, Garland spent 24 years as a federal judge. He had built a reputation for integrity." He added, "And I am hard-pressed to think of anyone in public life who has more lit their reputation on fire than Merrick Garland." Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.